Chapter 8. Sexually Transmitted Diseases. Once they were called venereal diseases, but now they have a new name, sexually transmitted diseases. Some of their number, such as syphilis and gonorrhea, linger but have receded from past prominence, while newcomers, like AIDS, present unprecedented and alarming challenges. And other old standbys, herpes and hepatitis B among them, have caught popular attention anew. But whoever today's stars are, and whether they're called VD or STDs, they're here to stay. Listed below are America's most troublesome sexually transmitted diseases. Syphilis. Syphilis, syph, gamma, has been around a very long time. It swept across Europe in the latter part of the 15th century. Some historians believe that it was brought from North America by members of Columbus's crew, or that of another explorer of the time, while others think the opposite occurred. Whatever the case, syphilis has been known to be in America since the continent was discovered by Europeans. Syphilis can be effectively cured if treated immediately with penicillin. If it goes untreated, though, and is allowed to reach its advanced stage, years after infection, it can cause paralysis, insanity, blindness, and even death. The bacteria that cause syphilis, spiral-shaped microorganisms called Treponema pallidum, are transmitted by sexual contact, by touching an infected sore, or by direct contact with infected blood. They also can be transferred from a pregnant woman to her fetus. If allowed to run its course, syphilis occurs in three stages. Primary. The first indication of syphilis is the chancre, which appears about 2 to 4 weeks after infection. It begins as a dull red spot, then becomes a pimple, then ulcerates into a round or oval sore with a crater-like edge. This is the chancre. The sore is roughly the colour of raw ham, is firm, and is neither tender nor painful. Even if untreated, it usually heals in 3 or 4 weeks, leaving the impression that the problem has gone away. This is part of syphilis's deception. Secondary. If the syphilis has been treated with penicillin in its early stage, no doubt it will be cured. But if not, a second stage will follow at some time between 1 week and 6 months after the chancre has healed. Symptoms of the second stage include a pale or pinkish rash on the palms of the hands and soles of the feet, fever, a sore throat, headaches, pains in the joints, hair loss, a poor appetite, and even weight loss. The most serious symptoms, though, are open sores that appear on the genitals and anus and are highly contagious. Because of its variety of symptoms and signs that are also characteristic of other diseases, syphilis is sometimes called the great imitator and is often diagnosed incorrectly. This is another aspect of its deception. This second stage usually lasts 3 to 6 months, although it can recur periodically. Then all symptoms disappear, and the syphilis seems to have gone away again. Instead, however, it has entered another dormant period. It is no longer contagious, but its infections enter and grow in other parts of the body. Tertiary. This is late syphilis, and usually shows up years after the first stage. It is marked by serious problems with the brain, spinal cord, eyes, heart, or wherever the infections have been growing. Severe complications can cause insanity, paralysis, blindness, and even death. Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea, the clap, the drip, is the oldest known sexually transmitted disease. Moses himself was instructed to warn of its uncleanliness in the Old Testament, Leviticus 15, and Plato, Aristotle, and Hippocrates all mentioned it. It is one of the most common infectious diseases. In the United States alone, more than 1 million cases are reported each year, though the actual number of new cases may be many times that. Gonorrhea has a short incubation period, with symptoms, primary among them is a yellowish discharge from the penis, appearing anywhere from 1 to 8 days after infection. The transmission route is through sexual contact, be it intercourse, fellatio, or anal intercourse. In addition, there is evidence that inanimate objects may also spread gonorrhea, which means that old "I caught it on a toilet seat" excuse is not as lame as it seems. My own experiments showed that the gonorrhea bacteria in their natural state last as long as 2 hours on a toilet seat or wet toilet paper, and although this route of asexual transmission is rare, it is at least theoretically possible, as described in the New England Journal of Medicine in 1979. New strains of gonococcal organisms may resist penicillin, the old standard treatment. Penicillin and erythromycin should not be used in the United States of America for treatment of gonorrhea today. Use current treatment guidelines of the CDC, published by the Centers for Disease Prevention and Control, available by calling 800-342-AIDS, 2437. Venereal warts. Venereal warts are growths that occur in cool, moist areas, particularly around the penis, scrotum, and anus. They have a white, rough surface, something like a cauliflower, and grow singly or in clusters. They are painless and can be easily removed, for although benign, their ugly appearance could deter a potential sex partner. Warts may coexist with other sexually transmitted diseases, and are probably the most contagious of them all. The virus is passed by sexual contact, and survives well outside the body. Genital herpes. Genital herpes is a virally transmitted skin infection that affects some 20 million people, many of whom carry it for life because there is no known cure. Some individuals may have only one outbreak in a lifetime, but others may have many, often instigated by stress or depression. The signs of an outbreak are the appearance of small pimples that burn with pain. Some blisters appear singly, but most develop in clusters of 10 to 20 on the penis, urethra, or rectum in men, and on the vaginal lips, cervix, or rectum in women. A tingling sensation may precede the pimples, and the first outbreak may be accompanied by a fever, headache, burning urination, discharge from the penis, and swollen glands in the groin. After a few days, the headache and fever will fade away, and the pimples will burst and form open sores. The sores will crust over and heal in about 2 weeks, leaving the patient with the impression that the herpes has gone. Instead, the herpes virus will have moved into a dormant stage and, in 90% of cases, will strike again. The time of the next attack and the pattern of subsequent attacks vary from a few weeks to many years. Recurrent attacks may be stimulated by emotional distress, physical exhaustion, illness, sunburn, or maybe for no evident reason at all. Subsequent attacks are likely to be less severe because the body is prepared for them, and their timing may vary considerably, but herpes almost always comes back.